guess you're never gonna get out. Sail around the dawn. I guess you're never gonna get out. I'm sail around the dawn. I guess you're never gonna get out. Little bit of Ivory Iguana action with the track Dreaming Awake. I gotta catch up with that dude Jay Whitaker, find out though if he's got new music coming out. Had a chat with Code Facto, bad internet, hopefully it all worked out, who knows.
You're listening to Steel City Music. I'm your host Jamie Gunner Smith, about to kill myself because I'm so pissed off my internet just keeps dropping out. On the other end is Code Facto. Hi guys.
Hey.
It's so weird. I'm normally I'm used to like looking at your faces, but now I just see a sea in my screen. It feels weird.
You just see the city.
That's it. I just see this sea. You know. Before we got to doing this interview, we're trying to hook up on Zoom. I saw a bunch of people with cameras going on. What are you guys doing over there?
A group of people that we are friends with, they are students at Mohawk, and they were doing an end of year project for film school, and they asked if we would be a part of that project, and they would document us, you know, over my transition moving to Toronto, and what we're doing, and our current record that we're releasing, and just kind of doing some backstory stuff and asking questions.
Cool. Yeah. It looked really pretty exciting there. You said film school. Cool. Isn't that like isn't it a media program or is it a TV program?
I think it is media program.
Oh, cool. Good on them. All right.
Give me a look as I said that. Yeah, media school.
Well, the reason why we're having this chat, it feels like we've talked 4 times already about this EP, but yet it was only singles coming out, the new EP Honey Harbor, which gets released November 25th.
What
is that it? Like, is there any other singles coming off of this, or this is finally it?
This is it. There's one more song that's coming with it, and it'll be packaged together.
Right.
And and then that'll be done. On to the next, you know?
Did we ever get any resolve over our last conversation? Towards the end of it, we were joking around about you guys were down in the States, Disneyland, taking all that in. And Alex, you got yourself a tattoo. And John right away was like, "What do you think that is?" And I was just like, I think I said someone, and it was just like I was so wrong on it. It's supposed to be someone else, and it was like we were all laughing, and I went, "This could be a great TikTok viral vid of, you know, guess who this is," but you guys never did it because I've never seen it.
Yeah. Make a video per se of it, but we thought about it. So we actually sometimes will ask people, but honestly, since that interview, more often than not, when I'm working, people comment on it, but they always guess it right.
So who's it supposed to be again? A young Paul?
Do a duet with us on TikTok.
The only way I can get this joke to go over is I got to go on TikTok with you in a duet and find people that will mistake what the tattoo is supposed to be.
Absolutely.
Hey, on October 22nd, you guys reached out to me and you said that you were doing a show, last minute show at Bridgeworks with the Housewife. How did that go?
Oh, it was really good. Yeah, we had a great time. It was awesome meeting them and opening up for them in Hamilton and getting a home crowd. Yeah, the show went really well. You know, it was we were ready. We were excited to play. And yeah.
Was that the first time you guys played that room?
No. We had played, what, one other time? Two other times?
We played that with Maddie Lee last time, and that would have been
April 8th. April. Yeah.
Right. Now, this is a question for John. What other band are you in?
I'm in another band called Reckless Harbor. And it's indie folk.
I couldn't find any music on them.
Yeah, we don't have any recordings right now.
Yeah, I was going out of my way trying to find some of the music of the band because I was going to plug the show that you were on. And I was just like, you just didn't exist. I was like, are you doing this on purpose to make me insane? You know, is there going to be any recordings for that band?
We're doing this because you have to come out.
Well, no, I get it. You know, you go out to a live show, you go see a band, that sort of thing. But on my end, I'm trying to program music and plug shows. And then I see you in this band, like going, okay, cool. All right. Well, he's on this bill too. This is a new act. This is, you know, let's find some music. Nothing. I was like looking everywhere. I'm like going, oh, he's just doing this to bug me. Like this band doesn't even really exist.
Yeah, the Castle in its infancy. We'll have things for you, but I mean, it was originally going to be an opportunity for both bands to perform because we'd connected with Athenaeus before. I did some session work for Athenaeus, and that was how we got connected to them. And then Athenaeus wanted to do a show with us at the Casbah, and we agreed to that because we're also sort of coming out of the post-COVID wave. We knew we had our set list, but we hadn't done any shows in a long time because this is December 2021. Mm-hmm. And so Athenaeus was going to headline and we were going to go support it, but then Athenaeus was sick and we found ourselves headlining that night at the Casbah.
Right. Yeah, that makes total sense. I'm glad you played with Athenaeus, and I know he shut things down for a while and he just had a kid and everything. Do you know that I interviewed that band, him actually, and others that used to be in the band a couple of years ago, and I kept calling him Athenaeus, and he didn't correct me until like the end of the interview, and I was like, oh god, I feel like such an idiot. So that recent show, I'm like, how do you say his name again? Because I hadn't talked to him in such a long time. Like, you know, you don't want to like, you know, be disrespectful. So like, I was going on the internet and spelling it out, and it was like some sort of French version came up. Totally botched it again. So like all the way through. So I said it wrong again on Steel City Music. And I'm just like, after I play the song, I'm just like, going, I even recorded myself saying, I'm an idiot. I totally screwed this up. So, you know, like I'm waiting for him to hear. Just,
you weren't alone in that. I think there was a presenter at the event that said Athenaeus, but Jason's been great to work with. He's been we've been trying to collaborate with him to put on a show for a while, and it was just unfortunate that Alex was sick that night, and he's still recovering from that a little bit.
That's something that's everywhere. I think there's something going around.
It's delayed a couple of things. We were ready to have our debut. We were supposed to be having it tomorrow night, but because Alex is still recovering, we've pushed that.
Yeah, that
Dakota Tavern on December.
It's not the you don't have COVID. It's the flu that you have.
Well, not even the flu. It's some sort of cold.
Yeah, there's a respiratory virus going around. It's not COVID, but it's affecting people's lungs and
great.
Hearing about coughs that last.
It's definitely.
Watch out.
Yeah, I've had it so far a week.
Alex, that's got to be so frustrating for you.
Yeah,
because of,
but
of
hey, should anyone be on the unfortunate?
It's got to be frustrating for you to, you know, to be wanting to, like, cause, you know, Honey Harbor comes out next week on November 25th, you know, and you're starting to do these shows and you got this lingering cough. And I would imagine in the back of my head, it's just like, that's 2 years of my life, COVID, and then now I got a lingering cough while I'm trying to perform.
Yeah, it's disappointing. You know, no one wants to ever cancel a show, and I definitely didn't. But you got to do what's best for your voice and for the music overall. And, you know, the time will come, and we'll be able to play these songs festivals, and I'm not too worried about that. It's I'm just really get the music out there. And
are you guys still operating as a duo at this point now with the EP mm-hmm. coming out, or are you going to have some other members join you on stage?
Yeah, we're still working as a duo. And, we've been having a good time playing live, and it's been working for us. And as we transition into the Toronto market as well and start networking out there, we'll probably start exploring motions for people on stage with us. But right now it's simple. It works. We don't have to really think about it. And there's a lot of other things that we need to be thinking about right now. So right now we're just putting things, you know, prioritizing, I guess is the right word, but yeah, it sounds good. We're happy. It's working. Mm-hmm.
What's going on with Toronto and you guys? Alex, you recently made the transition to move to Toronto. You guys have some shows there?
Yeah, so moved there in May. A bit of a, you know, adjustment period, getting new jobs and all that. I finally landed at a new place that I'm really happy with. Shout out Toronto, Adelaide. And yeah, so now we've started networking a bit more and looking at venues that we can play at and starting to make those connections with the people that are responsible for booking there and, you know, open mics and just general musicians, some producers as well, just to, you know, meet new people, try things as we look towards the horizon. And yeah, just, you know, making hay slowly. You know, we're not going there to conquer Toronto overnight. We're both pretty aware of what it takes to grow in a city. We've been in Hamilton long enough, and, you know, been doing it long enough to know that it takes a lot of hard work. You know, it'll take time, but we're ready for the challenge. And yeah, it's exciting. It's a new year in our lives, musically speaking. And in my case, you know, moving there, it's a new chapter in my life. So it's all been good. It's good. I really like it out there. And John spends so much time out there anyway, so, you know, he might as well live there.
There you go. Hey, if you're just tuning in now, you listen to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Jamie Gunner-Smith. Joining me right now is Code of Facto. Honey Harbor is coming out November the 25th, and you can hit up their link tree. And if you pre-save it, go to Spotify, all those other fun things. What's the last single coming off this EP that you guys are releasing?
It's called After Hours.
After Hours. Are you guys going to do the accompanying video with that one?
Yeah, actually, it's funny you asked. We just got one of the final edits today. So we did a video for that. We filmed in the studio at Westmoreland, Carl and all the musicians that were on it. So it kind of shows a nice little behind the scenes sort of development of, you know, what went into it and how it happened, and just our, me and our personalities kind of shining through a little bit more. Yeah, so we have that. And we should have some more video coming pretty soon, more so in December. And yeah, and some more music as well. Just got to keep the ball rolling. So we have some more tunes coming. And yeah, very excited. The video, pretty pumped about it. It was a lot of fun to make. And it was Jesse Kuchenka assisted us with making this video. He was responsible for our video for Rock and Roll Sounds and for our lyric video for Ode to Rose. So it was nice. Shout out to Jessica Kuchenka, Kuchenka Visuals. It was awesome working with him. Yeah, new video come pretty soon. We'll start teasing that soon on social media and whatnot. It'll probably come out maybe the day of, or maybe a couple of days after, but we'll see.
Cool. Hey, now that Honey Harbor comes out, when do we go back in the studio and start recording again? I know it's a strange question, but a lot of times
it never stopped, Gunner.
Well, we already finished a single. It's already done. We have that already in the bag, and we've started to do a little bit of groundwork on future songs. Kind of going to the drawing board now and looking at kind of the direction we want to go in, from, you know, a songwriting perspective, sonically. Yeah, we always are working on stuff like this. So one, we love to be in the studio. We love writing. It's the best feeling. So, you know, as long as if we can, we will. Mm-hmm. And right now we're lucky enough to be able to. So we're going to continue to do that. We were very fortunate to meet some really great people that are hopefully going to help us open some doors.
Hey guys, where do people go to find out more about the band?
Social media. So I guess on Instagram is probably a good place to go. It's just at Coda Facto, Coda with a C. You know, go on Facebook, we're on everything, all streaming services as well. That's probably the best place to find us. As well, just before we wrap anything up, I wanted to say a huge thank you to the city of Hamilton, because our EP would not have been possible without them. They also were big supporters, and we were able to get some moolah from them to help fund the record. So big shout out to the city of Hamilton and the Richmond Fund. Thank you. And yeah.
Nice. Good yeah, on thanks. You. And how did you get money out of them?
This strong armed them. No, I'm kidding. They have grant options. So for any artists out there that, you know, maybe tied on some money, any helps towards recording, because, you know, it's expensive. And with live shows, you know, slowly coming back now, but when we started, it wasn't quite as busy as it was now. So, you know, prioritizing funding, we have for a grant for development, and we, you know, I think you wrote us a letter, but we got, you know, we asked for people for some recommendations from, you know, producers and local industry members. And then, you know, you send all this off in a nice pretty package with your most recent music or things you want to be working right. on. And yeah, and then you're taken into consideration if, you know, yeah. they want to back you for that particular session, I'll call it, or that timeline. You get a nice little email in the mail. And it was a really nice day because that was the first time we had actually received funding for anything we really, you know, truly applied for. And it was great. And we were able to use it for something really meaningful.
All right, Hamilton actually does something good in 2022. Good deal.
Okay. Well, they got you too. You know? Yeah. You know, we're grateful for the opportunity to come on to things like this. And
yeah. Well, I got a little. I got an award from them. What was it?
You did.
Yeah, I got. What was it? I forget the name of it. That. I got Arts Champion Award for something, or I can't remember the whole title. I got a really nice pin. A local artist made it, and there was a letter from the mayor, that sort of thing. So it was a nice little tip of the cap for doing promoting Hamilton music for the last 25 to 30 years.
Yeah. Well, yeah, literally, I think.
You more now than I feel deserve. Old. I don't want to end the interview this way. All right, guys. Thanks for taking.
Well, that's why you're going to come on TikTok with us.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll TikTok. Do a stupid TikTok video. Fine. I'll do a TikTok video. Just let me lose a little bit more weight off my face. I got a big fat head. It's hard to you know, fix that up. One more sip. One more taste of those sweet lips. Then we'll carry on like this. One more fix of your love, then we'll carry on like this. Spending Tuesday afternoon on the kitchen floor with you. Tonight's the night, I won't be sleeping. You're on my mind, I won't be leaving. I've thought about you more than I want to admit. Your body language tells me we're not over yet. Hit or miss, let there never be broken promises. Then we'll carry on like this. Moments of happiness, then we'll carry on like this. Spending Tuesday afternoon on the kitchen floor with you. As I press my fingertips into the sound of your hips. Now listen, hear me out. Give me one good reason to leave, or a familiar
sound. Too many times we leave this open-ended. We say goodbye like we mean it, but we're both pretending. Thought I should mention that maybe, baby, you and I would need a little more time to find a compromise. Spending Tuesday afternoon on the kitchen floor with you.
De Facto, November 25th is release of their EP, Honey Harbor. All right, got a little bit of music put together here for Steel City Music. You know, I thought I'd throw some stuff in here. We got a line. We got a minimum interview coming up with Kevin, and also in this hour. But taking us there, you will hear Linebeck, Waste My Time, Flozus with Tommy Chong and Guess, Elevator with Star. I haven't heard that song in such a long time. And what else we got here? Oh, A Day's Wait, the new one from A Day's Wait that I wanted to spin a little while ago and I never had the opportunity. It's called Same Sense. And it's Trevor and Adam's project. Adam Alfano and Trevor, whatever. Sons of Butcher, Trevor, you know them. You know, Midnight Desires, Trevor. They get all 80s on us and they want to do 80s kind of music. Nothing wrong with that, by the way. Though I'm finding it is evolving a little bit more to the popular side of millennial indie. Ooh, did I just say that? Same Sense. A Day's Way.
How many times have I been awoken by the same sense? And how did you change your mind? I was totally unclear. We could leave behind. You were waiting on the dark side of all that was left alive. There was nothing here but us. I know we all are.
All my problems go up in smoke. Everything is tough all over. Toxic relation, evil bone. I want nice dreams, I'm still smoking. Yeah. Every bad day, never ever have faked. Never ever last place. Every day's a cash. It's not a good day unless I'm paid in heavy bait. You might see rage if I don't get to medicate. When I roll, to me that's meditate. I need weed, hit the plug, medicate. I'm the next young Khalifa, man. They want smoke, bring it like I was the pizza man. I smoke forever, I don't think I ever see a change. Build my tolerance, it took forever like IKEA table. Mary Jane broke my heart, she an evil lady. I was young, I done grew from an evil baby. Okay, I probably grew up still a little evil, maybe. Without smoke, there's no peace, now I'm evil crazy. Boy, don't act tough, it's a front. I put my ups in a blunt. I'm off the porch, yeah, I jumped. I got some pounds in the trunk. All my problems go up in smoke. Everything is tough all over. Toxic relation, evil bone. I want nice dreams, I'm still smoking. Yeah. Every bad day, never ever have faked. Never ever last place. Every day's a cash.
Never one to cut the corner like a zigzag. Every path I picked took me to a big bag. All my revenue has got me in the green now. All my greens got me blanking in my dream house. Drankin' on the scene, got the verse right still. Your baby mama's in my DMs cause she heard I'm chill. No bravado when I say it, I'm a popular guy. If it's not about the flow, then don't expect a reply. Yeah.
I put my minutes inside of the pros. I roll that Philly, then I strike a pose. Ran out of lighter, so I struck a match. Ran out of patience, so I get detached.
Head out the back when I need to clear my head up. Feeding on a track, man, I'm really feeling fed up. Got a little knack, can you really get the bread up? Trying to answer that, get my long-term set up.
All my problems go up in smoke. Everything is tough all over. Toxic relation, evil bone. I want nice dreams, I'm still smoking. Yeah. Every bad day, never ever have faked. Never ever last place.
Fresh.
Every day's a cash.
Yeah. Okay, I'm back in the booth. Dog shit, loud pet like a Uncle Snoop. Roof, top flow, now she in the mood. Broke a pound down, fingers filled with residue. Gorilla glue, she love it too, she say I'm stuck with you. Fragrance flowing all around the room, now that's a haiku. Ooh, I wish we all could just get a bomb. Chinky eye, but I'm feeling like I'm Tommy Chong. Rolled aloud when I stuffed them bitches in the bomb. Cloud nine, so I'm probably never going home. Hey, half baked, bitch, I'm fully fried. Keep it tucked just in case they want the bully side. Friday on the highway, we really high. Keep that visine before flying on the red eye. Keep that light green right beside me for the best high. We finish smoking, now we rolling up the next high.
Fresh.
All my problems go up in smoke. Everything is tough all over. Toxic relation, evil bone. I want nice dreams, I'm still smoking. Yeah. Every bad day, never ever have faked. Never ever last place. Every day's a cash day.
had a chance, the old via Zoom pre-record with a band called Minimum. Kevin had a chat with me the other night. Thanks a lot, Kevin. He was in a band called Jughead back in the early 90s. And I was like, oh, wait, I remember Jughead. I remember them playing the Rat and around Hamilton, that sort of vibe. Turns out he also went to Mac and was a classmate of a buddy of mine, Jamie Tennant. You know, Jamie from CFME, the program director. He does all those shows like Get Lit, Japanese Show, Octopus's Army. Anyway, yeah. So like he's one of these back in the day guys that leaves for a while, has a bunch of kids, comes back, shows kids how to play music, and then starts hitching up and having fun with other people. So they got a show coming up on Saturday, November the 26th at the Casbah, 3 o'clock show. So go check it out. Here's the interview. Hey, thanks again for tuning in to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Jamie Gunner-Smith. My special guest right now is Kevin from the band Minimum. They released a CD, or they're having their CD release party on November the 26th at the Casbah here in Hamilton, Ontario. And they've been climbing the charts at CFMU for the last little while. Hey, Kevin, thanks for coming on Steel City Music.
Thank you, Jamie. Hey, everybody.
So tell us a little bit about Minimum. How did the band start, and who are the players?
Yeah. So, I'm actually, originally from the mean streets of Mississauga, but, I've lived in Hamilton more than half my life now. I went to McMaster and I used to play with a band around Hamilton called Jughead. We played sort of around the circuit, early 90s, the Rat, the John, but we also played Corktown, of course.
And, yeah, I remember seeing you.
Oh yeah, okay, great. Yeah. So so I was the sax player in Jughead, and the drummer in Minimum was also the drummer in Jughead, Doug Scott. So Doug and I go way back. The creative forces and songwriters in the band are Mike Blaze and Tom Shea. Mike is also a McMaster alumni, and he played in a band called Vitamin Ted, also around the same time.
Right. I remember that band.
Yeah. So Mike and I kind of were in touch briefly over the years after Mac, and Doug and I were in touch for the occasional Jughead reunion and so on. This is not the best rock and roll story, but this is how it really all started for me. I had kind of taken a hiatus from playing in bands. I had small kids and they were learning to play their instruments, and I was just taking some time off. And I ran into Mike at the dentist's office. And Mike told me about this open mic scene that he was getting back into playing. And I said, yeah, you know, it's time. I'd like to get back in. So Mike and I got a few songs together and played this open mic. And I really want to give the big shout out to the Dundas Music Club, run by Danny Medakovic and Jay Burr. That's where Mike and myself and Tom Shea and I started working on some material together. And originally it was just, let's play some covers at the open mic. But then Tom really started unveiling some of his original stuff, and Mike had some original stuff in, you know, demos and things that he wanted to play. So we decided we needed drums, and Doug and I were still in touch, was a good fit. So, we, for the open mic, our inaugural performance was a compressed low budget theater version of Quadrophenia. And we just kind of cut out all the instrumental solos and went straight to the meat of it and played the whole thing in under half an hour. That was the challenge. Like play the Who at speed. So from there, we started working on a bit more original material. And then, of course, what happened to many bands, pandemic sort of scuttled any plans to play gigs. But those are the players. Again, myself, Doug Scott, we go way back. Mike and I go way back. And Tom Shea, we all met through the Dundas Music Club.
So once you, you know, you get together nine songs and COVID hits. Yeah. Okay. So everything shuts down and you know, we all everyone lived through that one. That was awful. At what point did you guys go, okay, let's get into a studio, and you end up going into Grant Avenue, working with Amy King. How did you go about that?
Yeah. So actually through the pandemic, we did our best to continue collaborating. We tried every digital musical collaboration platform out there. None of them really do the job. We had some success with sort of drop boxes where you can add a track and listen to what everybody else has added and then add your tracks. And we were able to do some multi-track collaborations, but nothing compares to being in the same room. And that wasn't possible for a couple of years, but whenever we could, we would say get together for an acoustic, you know, socially distant jam in a backyard or something like that, and kept on working toward it. Tom had done some recording at Grant Avenue with Amy. And I had actually taken, this is just completely coincidental, but I had taken some Jughead masters from 1991 that were on analog reel-to-reel. Mm-hmm. I had taken those to Grant Avenue, and Amy helped to clean them up and digitize them.
Well, that was cool. That's a good idea.
Yeah. So, you know, we've got a Jughead CD that, you know, is probably coming up on its 30th year anniversary now. But I was so impressed with Amy's work. I mean, she, in very short order, made those 30-year-old analog tapes sound fantastic. And Tom had done a whole bunch of recording with her, so it just seemed like a good fit when we were thinking of where to record and who to record with.
Yeah. So you did nine songs at Grant Avenue. How long did it take you guys to record there? Was it 2 weeks? Was it a week? Or
yeah. You know, we were all prepared to go in before last Christmas, and Omicron shut down that plan just days before we were set to go in. And I was crushed. I was really looking forward to it. I was prepared, but it actually gave us more time to prepare. So we had a couple of months of extra rehearsals after we were basically prepped to go into production. And I think that really helped because we managed to get all nine songs down in a weekend. We went in Saturday. And we were out. We did a 9-to-5 basically Saturday and Sunday. And we got all nine tracks basically done. Then we went back for a half day to do a bit of overdubbing and add some vocal harmonies.
Right.
And then another session mastering. And that was it.
But now you didn't end up doing the mastering at Grant Avenue. You went on to a Threshold Studio, correct, with Michael Keir?
That's right. Yeah. So Amy really recommended that we do the mastering elsewhere with a different set of ears. She felt that she, well, for one thing, availability was an issue. She had to go back home for a little while. And we were not in any particular rush, would have been happy to work with her again. But she also felt she was maybe a little close to the material and just wanted a different set of ears to to listen to it objectively. So Michael was fantastic as well. And he has a different setup than Grant Avenue has, sort of more inclined toward the mastering side of things. So again, kind of a half day session. Tom and I were present. Well, Tom was present for all of it. And I was there to offer some opinions. So we got things done in fairly short order, and then it was is post-production, just getting out the CD and planning our release party.
I always get it's always this fear of mine. What's not it always haunts me for years. Whenever I've worked with a band throughout the '90s and 2000s. Many friends, just like yourself, getting a CD put together, and it's always, you know, okay, we got all these CDs, we're gonna have a CD release party, and then the CDs come late. And honestly, it's happened so many times, and I always say to everyone, it's just like, don't have a CD release party until you have the actual CDs. Don't trust the post office. Don't trust the manufacturer until you have it. Then pick a date and do it. And I noticed that you guys are putting out CDs and you have this date. And I'm like thinking to myself, oh God, oh no. Like the curse of Hamilton CD release shows is just going to keep happening here. But you do physically have them, correct, Kevin?
We do physically have CDs. We had them in hand before we planned this party. So
I wish
we'd had that advice, but we lucked out.
Oh, but it always happened. For years, it would always happen. And you feel you'd be crushed. You're like, and then the band would be there like going, you know, yeah. And then the guy didn't deliver it. And we're really sorry. And maybe we'll plan another show. And this, and you're just like, oh, God.
No, we got them all. They're all shrink wrapped. But I will tell you, we're waiting on the shirts to arrive. So,
as long as you get the CDs, the shirts, we don't care.
Yeah, I want to have the shirts.
The shirts will eventually come. But I mean, when you invite people out and you include the price of, like, you know, admission and a CD is like 20 bones, is like, well,
yeah,
okay then. You know,
no, we promise you'll get a CD if you pay the door fee.
Yeah, it's that's included. Awesome. Hey, if you're just tuning in now, you're listening to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Jamie Gunner-Smith. My special guest right now is Kevin from the band Minimum. And we've been chatting about the how the band got started and also recording at Grand Avenue and working with Michael Keir at Threshold Studio. On November 26th here in Hamilton, Ontario, they will be having their CD release party at the Casbah. 9 songs, different styles of music. We have a little bit of pop, rock, ska, and I get the ska reference now because when I was listening to some of the songs and then you said Jughead, I'm like, oh yeah, okay, that's cool. I can see that those kind of things come in. It was a long experience putting this album together and getting these songs together. Now the CD release party comes up on November 26th. The band, you'll do the CD release party, and then, you know, you'll end up doing a couple of shows around Southern Ontario. That's usually how it works. You're trying to, like, sell out the CDs, get some friends out to more shows, do that sort of thing. Is there any thought in the summertime of the availability of you guys going, okay, well, you know what? We could do a little small mini tour here in Southern Ontario.
Yeah, I think that's definitely on everyone's mind. We've played at the Shed in Dundas. We've played at the Casbah. We'd like to play a few more venues in Hamilton. Love to get into some of the places I used to play with Jughead, Corktown and Mills Hardware, which was under a different name when I played it back then. But we'd like to branch out a little bit out of Hamilton. Doug is actually based in Oakville, so anywhere out in that direction. For the most part, we are a Hamilton band, and there's still a few venues in Hamilton that we'd like to play. So we'll start there, but in the summer, I think we would look at maybe traveling around the Golden Horseshoe a little.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for taking the time to have this chat with us on Steel City Music, and we'll check you out on November 26th at the Casbah.
That's great. Thank you, Jamie. Hey, everybody. This is Kevin Wolf from Minimum. Come check us out November 26th at the Casbah, 3 p.m. $20 gets you admission and a copy of our debut album.
You wake up, if that's what you can call it. Curse the sun that creeps in through the cracks. Give a shake and wish upon that old magic eight ball that always says don't count on it, no matter what you ask. Nobody sets out to be forgotten. Nobody intends to be held. Every snare the hunter's laid is rotten, lying in the dust of Horace Abad.
Steel City Music.